Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Christina Pei. She is the Assistant Professor for Family and Consumer Sciences with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. And they're offering quick and easy cooking classes with a twist. They're all online. They're all local community celebrities that everybody knows. And they get them in there and they get them in to cook. And it sounds like a lot of fun. Christina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anytime. This is fun stuff. You know, if you like to cook, this is all good stuff.
It is.
All right. So what kind of services do you guys offer there at the Extension as far as the family and consumer sciences is concerned?
So family and consumer sciences covers a wide variety of topics, everything from food preservation, cooking classes, health and nutrition to I'm currently teaching parenting classes. We do relationship, building stronger relationship courses. We also teach and have resources for financial help, budgeting and that kind of thing. So it really runs the gamut of anything you can think of, economic development. I tell people I kind of have the A to Z job. Anything in between, we kind of provide the expertise and the research-based information that's out there on those topics.
All right, and one of the things that you guys have come up with, and we talked a bit about the fact that you started to do this last year, and of course with the pandemic, it kind of got shut down really quickly, was you're offering these online, quick and easy cooking classes. Let's talk about those.
Yes. We began those last spring, and we were able to do three face-to-face in person before we had the pandemic hit, and they were very popular. We had them in our classroom at the USU Extension office. We could fit about 50 people in there, and we had waiting lists for each class, so they were very popular, and we hated to discontinue them, but we've brought them back. And we've actually partnered with a couple of other organizations to help make them better and stronger. And with a twist, this time we have invited members of the community to come be celebrity chefs.
And the last one you guys did was on the 13th, and you got Commissioner Casey Hopes in there cooking in the kitchen, right? How fun was that?
That was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed that. Yeah, he came and cooked some turkey potato soup with us, and it was a lot of fun to work with Commissioner Hopes. He's a good sport.
All right. So coming up, the next one is going to be on the 27th. It's with Linda Johnson, and you're going to do a skillet lasagna. Let's talk about those things and getting her involved in it.
Yes. Well, we wanted to get a variety of people from the community, and the purpose of that is to demonstrate that anyone can fix quick, inexpensive, and nutritious meals. And of course, the goal is to encourage, you know, healthier lifestyles. And so instead of picking up fast food or eating convenience food, you can cook these meals in your home. And again, they're quick, inexpensive, and nutritious. So so Linda, who is a great sport again, agreed to come and work and cook with us on the 27th. She's going to be working with our Create Better Health ambassador to create skillet lasagna.
And once again, these are going to be, you've got them pretty much scheduled out through the whole year now, right? I believe the schedule says until September.
We do, and we are still looking for, you know, we're still adding our celebrity chefs. We've got them up through the end of May right now. And in fact, Dave, we would love to have you come and cook with us.
Well, I'll tell you what. All you got to do is tell me a date, and we'll make it happen.
Okay. We're going to say June 9th. How about
June
that?
June 9th. If I can do it, I will be there.
All right.
I will let you know for sure.
No.
It sounds like a lot of fun because I honestly, if anybody that knows me and knows about me, I love to cook. I love it. It's one of my favorite things in the world, and it's why my wife married me.
Ah, that's great. She's a smart woman.
I try to pick the smart ones. I really do.
Yeah.
So that's how it'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, if people have questions about these, can they go online early and get like a ingredients list or anything like that so that they can kind of cook along with you at home? Or do you guys just have those there once the whole thing starts?
So we've been posting the recipes about a half hour before the classes start. So I don't know that, you know, we can look at posting those earlier. They can contact me. But we're hosting these on two websites, our two Facebook pages, the USU Extension, which is, I just lost my Carbon County Extension on Facebook, and then also Care for Carbon on Facebook. Both pages will have the recipes posted. We can put them up a day before so that they have access to those and can get the recipes and cook along with us. That'd be great.
All right. Well, it'll be. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll give people a lot of great ideas for quick and easy cooking meals, and I'm looking forward to it. I really am, Christina. Thank you so much for taking out the time today and touching base with us, and get on out there. The next one's coming up once again, January 27th. We will have the link on our website, castlecountryradio.com. You just click on that or go to the Facebook pages for the Extension or Carbon Cares Coalition. Christina Pei with the USU Extension, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.